RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and I'm always telling you to get up, walk, hike, or run. Honey, just assume the vertical and keep it rocking. And then a big question comes up. Am I supposed to get some help for my feet here, like maybe orthotics? Well, we have Dr. Bob to help us. That's right. Dr. Robert Weil specializes in podiatric medicine. Okay, he's our go-to podiatrist. What can I say? He also has his own radio show, The Sports Doctor, on HealthyLife.net. Dr. Bob, welcome to Her Radio.
Oh, I am a pleasure to be here. The Sports Doctor's in, Dr. Pam.
Okay, so we got doc to doc here.
There you go.
Now, what is the whole deal with orthotics in women? I've got women asking questions about whether they should be wearing them in their sneakers, in their high heels, in their flats. What's going on? And why should someone even consider orthotics?
Well, orthotics, when done properly, Dr. Pam, are in-shoe devices can accomplish one of a few different goals, whether it's enhance support, properly balance the foot, align the foot and leg. After all, the foot does affect the rest of the body. A lot of lower extremity problems, low back, hips, knees, are related to foot imbalances. You know, our listeners can imagine someone with high arches. They can imagine somebody with flat feet. So both of those particular kinds of instances can cause problems. So orthotics many times are used to optimally align and balance the foot and lower leg to relieve pain and stress, to enhance balance and performance, and many times to make a difference on the forces that are going up the feet and legs. So many times people ask me, parents ask me, do I or does my daughter or son need orthotics? And a lot of times we're mentioning, let's talk about whether they would benefit.
Okay, now, let's just say a woman out there in her radio land is listening. She says, okay, I'm buying in. What does she do? She goes to a podiatrist, and what happens? How do you know what kind of orthotic you need? Or are you just supposed to run into some pharmacy and just pick something up?
Well, there are roles for over-the-counter inserts, Dr. Scholl's, Spenco, Superfeet. But if someone said, I need glasses, we wouldn't say go to Walgreens and see if we could find readers that fit you. You might need a prescription. So podiatry is the profession that really deals with the role of the foot, the function of the foot, and that's the great first step, is to see a podiatrist, especially if you have symptoms. 75% of the female population has symptoms, foot discomfort, bunions, hammer toes, corns, calluses, etc., and they might already be very familiar with the role of podiatry. But if they're looking to see, you know, they're active, like you said, they're going to walk, they're going to hike, they're going to run, they want to play golf, they want to play tennis, they're looking to increase stress to the feet and lower body, then they could go to podiatry and have him evaluate or her evaluate what is your particular foot type, what type of mechanics do you have, and then talk about the varying kinds of materials that could be used, whether it's in sports shoes like sneakers or walking or running shoes, or whether we do use a lot of dress orthotics, because after all, women are women, and they might wear sneakers a very limited amount of time. And the main focus of orthotics can be sports shoes, so sometimes dress orthotics are also indicated, but podiatry is the place to go.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to just give you guys a major shout out. I've been using orthotics for years. I've run every marathon, done every triathlon using my orthotics in my sneaks.
How come you came into them? Why did you put orthotics in your shoes?
That's a really good question. You know what it was? I felt you know, like I needed some support. I was a graduate of the San Francisco Ballet Academy, and I therefore have a fairly high arch, from the years and, you know, toe and all the rest of it. And, I just felt like I needed some more support. And the minute those orthotics went in, I was in heaven. And that's also why I put them in my regular shoes as well. I think it's really important to have them custom made by a podiatrist.
That's the gold program.
You know, really important.
The customization, just like you would, again, if we were talking about contact lenses or eyeglasses, you're talking about a crown or some type of a piece for your dental work. You really need a prescription, ideally. But sometimes we will see if somebody says, I'd like to see how supports might work. I'd like to try something over the counter to see if it will at least be helpful. Then that there is a role for over the counter type supports. But orthotics really, really do a lot more than just support the foot. They help align the body. They help to position the foot and leg to be in the right position at the right time. Who more than a dancer would appreciate the kinds of stresses on the foot, lower leg when we're talking about. And we also stress strengthening the foot and ankle as another important component.
Oh, yeah. And it's really important. I just think that women really need to think about this. I think you're absolutely right. I think a lot of women out there are just walking around in pain and they don't even, you know, they sort of blow it off. Now, you know, for all of us who wear high heels every now and then, you know how that goes. You know, they can also help there as well.
Oh, yeah. I have a great article for you, Pam. If people go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, they go to newspaper articles, they could read about women in high heels accepting the challenge. We talk about how to choose heels, how to strengthen the foot and ankle to tolerate heels.
Wow.
And also
very
the role.
Cool.
You know, you start going into a 1.5, 2-inch heel, you're changing the mechanics, not only to the ball of the foot, but your knees and your low back. It's brutal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, heels were designed by men to look sexy, but they don't have to wear them. You know, you
Dr.
guys
Bob,
wear them.
You understand. I know. Well, you know, it's very funny. When I did the Oprah Winfrey show way back, my very first one with her, she was wearing these ridiculously, you know, high-heeled things, and I came in with something that was a little bit more, you know, moderate. And she laughed when I looked at them. She goes, "Oh, you don't really think I walk around in these? These are what I call my stage shoes. I just put them on to look good, and you know, swing from my chair, but I don't have to, you know, walk around too much." And I said, "What do you normally wear?" And she just pulled out a pair of flip-flops.
Right.
And kind of called it a day.
To mention something also, Dr. Pam, when you mentioned women, you know, that we use, of course, orthotics in men and males, of course, but women with the wider hips, there's a different angle down to the knee. It's called the Q angle, the angle between the thigh bone and the kneecap, and that is increased in females. There's also, because of the hormonal changes and differences, a little bit more flexibility or laxity in the woman or female. So many times, that's one of the reasons we see a lot more knee problems, whether it's arthritis with the knees as we get older, or other kinds of knee injuries with young girls in sports. I tell parents all the time, if your daughter plays serious sports, I don't care if she has no foot problems, orthotics is a great weapon to include because of the prevalence of knee trouble with females.
I think that that is so terribly important to know the difference between men and women. And of course, as an athlete myself, I know I've watched so many of my colleagues with knee issues. Thank the Lord. I've never had one myself. Everyone out there in her radio land, we're talking to Dr. Robert Wild, Dr. Bob to you. And that is our go-to podiatrist about all things orthotics for women, whether they walk, hike, or run. Speaking of run on over to his website at sportsdoctorradio.com. And you can also hear him on The Sports Doctor and healthylife.net. Dr. Bob, we're just absolutely thrilled that you've been on to help us elucidate, to clarify all things orthotics for women. Can't wait to have you on again. Thanks so much. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, get your questions in to us for Ask Her Radio as well. And whatever you do, stay well.